The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
From KMOX Sports.
Okay, boys, here we go.
Welcome to the Graybar Sports Open Line.
Those bit swings, and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Touchdown, Kansas City.
Now, Matt Pauly.
Pelicans win. Pelicans win.
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
All right, man, let's get going here.
Here we go, here we go, here we go.
Let's go.
On a Monday night, we welcome you into another Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly, coming your way today from the Missouri Athletic Club, host or the site of tonight's Jack Buck Awards, which you'll be able to hear live right here on KMOX. I guess we can call tonight's Sports Open Line kind of a Jack Buck Awards pregame show, as many of the honorees and presenters and folks that are being featured here tonight, we are going to bring on to the air. And this is going to be a whole lot of fun over the next couple hours. So we will take you until 8 o'clock. Tom Ackerman will take over at 8 o'clock. He is the master of ceremonies tonight for this great ceremony that's going to honor a good number of individuals. Honorees this year include Eli Drinkwitz, Brady Cook, Jeremy Backlund, Ken Hitchcock, and Chris Zimmerman. Other folks who are here include Mike Jones, Jim Montgomery, Josh Schertz, Luch Fonenstiel, Laird Veach, Howard Richards, Doug Armstrong, Jim Woodcock. So really a very, very big group of St. Louis sports luminaries that are here, and we're going to talk with many of them over the course of this program here in hour number one. We are going to be joined by SLU Athletic Director Chris May. He's going to join us in about 10 minutes or so. And then Mark Schreiber from the St. Louis Sports Commission, he is scheduled to join us later on this hour as well. Always doing great work at the Sports Commission. You heard it in the news with Michael just a few moments ago that the figure skating championship is going to be coming to St. Louis in front of the next Winter Olympics. So really, really big things happening with the St. Louis Sports Commission. And they work so incredibly hard to bring big events and support sports in St. Louis. So that's going to be kind of the main portion of today's show. We're going to be talking with people who are here for the Jack Buck Awards. That being said, I did want to start the program. I guess you can say we are in day number 8 of Nolan Arenado Watch. It was this day, last Monday. Really, it was about this time. It was, we spoke with John Mozeliak. It was around 5:15, 5:30 or so in Dallas last Monday, when he kind of finally admitted that, yes, they do intend to trade Nolan Arenado. So here we are. The winter meetings are done. We're all back to our respective spots. And we're into day number 8 now of watching to see when this is going to happen. I continue to think it's going to happen sooner than later, as that's basically what we were told. Mozeliak, when he spoke with us, said that the expectation is that this is not something that is going to linger well past the new year, and it's still going to be something that's hanging out there as we're starting to talk about pitchers and catchers reporting. I think there's a very, very good chance that Nolan Arenado is traded away from the Cardinals before Christmas. If it doesn't happen before Christmas, at that point, probably likely to move on to the new year, but likely to get done at some point in the relatively near future. Certainly that's not something that they want hanging over the heads of the organization as we get into a winter warm-up and Cardinals Caravan weekend. It just makes a whole lot of sense for this deal to get done, again, sooner than later. I think in some ways his market is still waiting out the Alex Bregman market, but in some ways they're for some teams, obviously they are connected, but for other teams, maybe not connected. There's been some reports out there that the Astros might not be quite as in on Bregman as you thought they were going to be. They had said that they definitely wanted to bring him back and that he was a priority. But as that money number continues to be in an area that maybe the Astros are not comfortable with, especially when you're talking about a guy who's already into his 30s and he wants a seven-year deal, getting just a few years of Nolan Arenado, even though a little bit earlier, or a little bit older, I should say, might be something that makes a little bit more sense for a team like the Astros. So we'll see. That's every day or every couple days, it feels like there's something new. For a while there, he was very much being connected to the New York Yankees, and then that kind of dissipated out, and we started to hear rumblings that maybe the Yankees don't love the idea of Arenado, don't feel like that his skill set would fit right in their ballpark. He's been connected to Boston, but Boston continues to say they're not looking to move Rafael Devers off of third base, even though there's been multiple reports indicating that Devers could potentially move off of third, and now you have the Astros. So those seem to be the three teams that are leading the way right now in conversations about Arenado. The Astros, the Yankees, and the Red Sox. At one point, the Padres were connected to him. If he went to the Padres, he'd have to move positions. Doesn't seem likely that he would go somewhere to be an everyday first baseman. And the Padres are trying to drop payroll like many teams across baseball when the Cardinals are trying to get out from underneath the contract of Nolan Arenado. Doesn't really feel like the Padres make sense in that area. But you know what? If all of a sudden the game of musical chairs plays out and everybody's got their third baseman and Arenado is still out there, maybe you come back around on something. But I really don't think it's going to come to that. I think a team is going to at some point make an offer that the Cardinals are comfortable with. I'm sure the Cardinals would love for there to be multiple offers that they are comfortable with, and then they can present those to Arenado. So we'll get into that maybe a little bit more as we go along through the course of the evening. We're going to take a break right now, though, and when we return, Chris May, the director of athletics for St. Louis University, he is going to join us in just a moment. This is the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX. Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. We continue to come your way from the Missouri Athletic Club. Tonight it is the Jack Buck Awards. Our coverage of that begins at 8 o'clock. Tom Ackerman will serve as the MC, doing a great job with that, as he always does. And we're going to have a good number of folks who are here for the event tonight coming on with us. And right now, very happy to welcome on to the program. He is the athletics director over at St. Louis University. He is Chris May. Big day for the university. New university president coming in, who I'm sure you'll work very close with. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Yeah, thank you. Very, very excited to have our new president, Ed Favor, announced, and it's an exciting time for all of SLU, but it's a wonderful night here at the MAC, the Jack Buck Awards, who, you know, we celebrate the best of the best in St. Louis, and we couldn't be more proud to be here and participate and enjoy the unbelievable city that we're in that celebrates sports better than any that I know.
Yeah, we have events like these and other cities just don't. Yeah. And it's really cool that this is part of the fabric of St. Louis sports. And it not only does an organization and a venue have to come together, but people who are part of sports in the St. Louis area have to buy in as well, and people show up for events like these, and it's really something special.
It really is, and I've been blessed to come to this event many, many years, and to just see the excitement around our city and our community and our state and the great sports that happen here, from men's to women's. I mean, we've got we'll hear from all different sports here, but how this community pulls together. And that's what we're so blessed with at St. Louis University, is we've got a community that supports us in unbelievable ways, has put us in a position to really compete at high levels in Division I athletics, and that's what we're unbelievably proud of, and we're thrilled to be here to participate.
That leads me right into what we really want to talk about with you today, because it is a brave new world of college athletics, and it's changing literally on a day-by-day basis. Many things have been taken to through the legal system, and decisions are being made. Name, image, likeness is such a big part of what's going on. Facilities are a big part of what's going on. And I would argue, and I bet you would the same way, St. Louis University really punches above its weight when it comes to both facilities and also NIL with the collective and everything that's going on.
Well, we're super proud of the position we're in. From Chaffetz Arena to the Laughlin Family Champion Center puts us in an unbelievable position facility-wise. And really what the Billiken Victory Fund has been able to help us, and how we've been able to motivate and encourage our donor base to really support that, to help coach shirts and what we're doing in the men's basketball side. We've got some in the soccer side too, but we have come a long way in the NIL space, and we're going to come a lot further in the next 12 to 24 months. What's interesting about the business is with the House settlement coming in April, it really changes the game, and mm-hmm. that's what you're talking to athletic directors all over the country as I do. Everybody's working on what is the model that really works. What's the model that works for your institution? We are 100% committed to competing at the highest level in basketball. How do we do that? And what's the model that it looks like? And how do you look at institutions that are going to do that? So it's changing rapidly, but we couldn't be more fired up about St. Louis and what this community, that's what nights like tonight are. This community has been unbelievably supportive of the Billikens and what our program is all about. And so we couldn't be more excited about the future as it continues to evolve. And it's evolving super fast. And so we're embracing that, and we're fired up about what it looks like.
I don't want to get too far into the weeds here, but man, this is a complicated conversation. Are NIL collectives going to be as needed when we get to this next step once these next laws go into effect?
Well, you know, time will tell and what the collectives' roles will be, given that much of the NIL very well will come in-house to institutions. And so, but it opens up a lot of doors. And so there will be collectives. People will use them in different ways, but a lion's share, as the House settlement rolls out on April 7th and things become legal this coming summer, or summer of 25, they'll take on a different role. But they've been super, super valuable to us, what the collective's done. We've got student athletes both being supported through the collective and directly with people and directly with corporations. And that's really what the NIL space is all about, is how do we encourage and our community's been off the charts in really supporting our program and our student athletes and our coaches.
What's it been like for you, where you've been around college athletics for so long, and I'm sure there are some things that at times make you feel a little uncomfortable because it's not the world you've been used to living in?
Well, the world changed, and so we've embraced it, and we're going with the changes. And so when you're in a competitive space as we are, you embrace those changes and you go for it. And again, it would be more of a challenge if you didn't have this unbelievable community behind you that really believes in the values you believe in and what St. Louis University really does well in putting young people in position to get great degrees, putting in young people in position to go compete at the highest of levels. Fortunately, we're pretty clear about that, and our community's just been off the charts in supporting us.
Where does the corporate community of St. Louis play into all this?
Hand in hand with the donor base and everywhere else. From the corporate, we've been very blessed to have a corporate community that really rallies around the Billikens and what we do. Billiken Sports Properties is a group that's been taking the lead in our sponsorship space. Sponsors been off the charts supportive of us, and we've also got sponsors that are really supporting in the NIL space. But the whole community, from individuals to corporations to groups that are all out there in support of our student athletes, we are very grateful and appreciative for what they're doing.
You mentioned Billiken Sports Properties. I have to think Learfield is a company that's been right there in all this NIL activity. There has to, I don't want to use the word safety net because I think that's the wrong term to use here, but to have the kind of the backing of that corporate structure has to be something that you can rely on a little bit.
It really does. They've been an unbelievable partner for us for a long time, and they are at the cutting edge of what's going on in the corporate space, in NIL, and in the corporate sponsor world. And so they have done an unbelievably great job in supporting us, in growing our revenues, which goes straight to supporting our student athletes.
We're talking with SLU Athletics Director Chris May. Can you take me through a little bit? Because obviously when Coach Schertz came in and then the players he brought in, it was very much connected to NIL. What did those conversations look and sound like? What was that process like when, because this was really the first time a new coach is bringing in a new team. I mean, that's the moment where things kind of get interesting.
They do get interesting and they get fluid, but at the end of the day, it was Coach Schertz and his staff building relationships out there in the recruiting space and being competitive to be able to attract high-level student athletes to come be Billikens. And so it worked itself out well. We continue to be in the recruiting space, and that's a conversation that that happens with the coaches all the time. It's education. It's competitiveness, it's NIL, it's facilities, it's community, it's all of those things. All of them are part of the recruiting message to student athletes.
I have to think that a Jesuit university, there's at least a little guiding light there that maybe some other universities might not have.
It certainly is from a values foundation mm-hmm. perspective, no question. But there's also the guiding light about competing. And so we are working hard. We've got a bunch of fellow Jesuit institutions that are competing at high levels, and we're focused on doing the same.
Can the NCAA still put in guardrails?
Time will tell,
yeah.
Matt. Time will tell. I think, Charlie Baker and his staff are working hard to put guardrails around it. Some people believe that with the administration change in D.C. that there's a chance of federal help. We're hopeful that that could happen, but the NCAA has had some challenges putting guardrails on anything mm-hmm. in recent years, and so we're focused on what we know the rules are today and doing everything we can to put Billiken student-athletes in position to compete.
It really feels like every time they put something in place, somebody challenges it in a court, and then the judge says, nope, that just goes away.
You're a very good study.
It doesn't take much to see
it,
that.
It hasn't to date, but they're doing the best they can in a really changing environment that's changing really fast, and so I understand that. Again, we're just focused on take the guidelines that we've got today and run as hard as we can to put coaches in position to have success.
When you're at Chaffetz Arena, when you're at Herman State, anywhere, any SLU venue, and there's a game going on, are you able to just sit back and enjoy and watch?
I sit back and enjoy watching our coaches and our student athletes compete.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the great parts of being an athletic director, watching them compete. There's all these other things that are happening all at once, but it's not like sitting and watching a game that you don't have any vested interest in. That's a different fan that I don't experience a whole lot. It's a great thing when you've got 18 to 22-year-olds competing in their sport that they're passionate about, getting an unbelievable degree at St. Louis University. We graduated 9 student athletes on Saturday, and we had a great event with their families afterwards. And when you see the joy and the passion of those young people in getting their degrees at SLU, they're going to go on to do great things. Some are going on to play soccer professionally. Others are going on to the corporate world already. But when you get to see young people getting their degrees and doing that while at the same time competing, that's in and of itself unbelievably rewarding.
I am in no way, shape, or form being dismissive of any athletic program that I don't mention, but when you think about SLU Athletics, you talk about basketball programs and the soccer programs.
Sure.
All 4 of them have a really great trajectory right now. How proud are you of that?
Well, super proud, and again, from the men's soccer team that were in their 51st NCAA tournament, the most of anyone. Women won a game in the NCAA tournament, won their 7th championship. Obviously, the women won the WNIT and the women's basketball. Baseball won a regular season in the spring, had another great year. And the men's basketball, we're going through a moment here with Coach Schertz as he builds it and builds the foundation. And there are moments where they look unbelievably good, moments where we've got growth. And so it's very exciting to see young people competing, young coaches putting those pieces together. But the other piece is really exciting when you see communities that are so excited about what's going on. That to me, we're thrilled to have.
Chris, I really enjoyed this conversation. Thanks for coming on.
I appreciate it. Thanks, and have a great night here at the Jack Buck Awards dinner.
Awesome. Very good. That is Chris May, athletic director at St. Louis University. We'll take a break, and when we return, Mark Schreiber is going to join us. They had a big announcement, the St. Louis Sports Commission today. We'll do that coming up in just a moment here on KMOX.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Open Line on remote. We are at the Missouri Athletic Club for the Jack Buck Awards, which are taking place tonight. My name is Matt Pauley. We're going to have a number of St. Louis sports dignitaries making their way onto the program between now and 8 o'clock. And then at 8 o'clock, Tom Ackerman will take over as the master of ceremonies for tonight's event. And speaking of St. Louis sports dignitaries, we got one right now. He is the president of the St. Louis Sports Commission. He is Mark Schreiber. Big news earlier today. Mark, great to see you. How are you?
I am great, Matt. It's great to be at the MAC and wonderful to be with you and on KMOX. Thanks for having me.
What a cool event, and this just goes along with the uniqueness and really the coolness of the St. Louis sports culture.
Yeah, and uniqueness, I think, is the great word to use, and that's what we love to do. We're sort of at our best when we're adding depth and diversity to the local sports scene, and that's what you're getting with the U.S. Figure Skating Championships that we've been awarded and for January of 2026, and it's something very special for this region to be able to host that event.
Am I wrong in saying that a 13-month lead time is not a lot of time for an event like that?
You're exactly right. That is a short runway for us. I mean, gosh, you know, when we did the men's Final Four in 2005, we had 7 years to get ready for that. This is about as short as they come. That's not going to be easy, and we're going to need some help, but you know, we're also we're built for this. We're used to putting on major events, and so I've got all the confidence that we're going to pull it off and pull it off well.
Is that just how they do it? Is that the timeline, or is this a unique situation?
They've, I think, with their windows, have gotten shorter and shorter over time. I think part of their challenge, they have the World Championships that are being hosted in the United States in March, mm-hmm. and I think that puts the timetable back a little bit for an event like Nationals. And so I think it's just one of those things that just kind of happen this way. They probably all prefer to be a little bit further out, but it's the way the process went, and you know, you deal with it, you make the most of it, and we'll be fine. I mean, if we had the event awarded 3 years ago, we'd probably be jumping in a year in advance anyway to really get going. So it's all good.
So this is, it's going to occur pretty much right before a Winter Olympics. Is that
exactly
right?
Yeah, 4 weeks before the Olympics in Italy. So this is in essence the Olympic trials for figure skating. It's the last qualifying event. The U.S. team going to the Olympics will be named right here in St. Louis, right at the end of the event. So the stakes are high. And, you know, I said earlier today at the press conference, you know, we'd love to host nationals any year. Mm-hmm. But to get it in an Olympic year, that's really tremendous.
I like, my wife loves the figure skate. Most people, that's as of all the Winter Olympic events, that's, if it's not the highest rated on TV, mm-hmm. it's one of the highest rated. And there's so much excitement about that leading into the Olympics. Like, I know when I tell my wife that this is coming to St. Louis, the first thing she's going to say is, we got to find a way to get there. We got to find a way to take our daughters, things like that. I mean, this is a really cool event at a perfect time.
That's what I love about this one. First, you're dealing with, you know, you could arguably say it is the most popular Winter Olympic sport. Hockey fans may argue with that, mm-hmm. but I think just in terms of ratings, probably figure skating tops everything. And I love the mass appeal. It's just what you talked about with your wife wanting to go is, you know, and that's, you know, we've got the NCAA wrestling championships in 27. We've got like different audiences, yeah. right? Different demos, but that's great when you can reach across the board. And again, the mass appeal of this event is really attractive to us and something to look forward to.
You mentioned the rest. I remember the first time I went to, because I was a high school wrestler, mm-hmm. and one of the first times St. Louis ever hosted, I went, all of our wrestling team was able to get off school, and we came down here. It was the year that Brock Lesnar was at Minnesota, and he won the heavyweight championship here in St. Louis. And I always tell people, like, whether you are a amateur wrestling fan or not, that's a crazy thing to go watch and experience. And I'm so glad that's going to be coming back to St. Louis as well.
Yeah, it's the most passionate, loyal fan base, I think, of any event and any sport. Those fans are so dedicated to that event, and it's really cool because even if you don't have sort of a dog in the fight, they all care about college wrestling so much. And so, you know, you saw it firsthand, and, you know, a great year to see it. And we're thrilled to have that one coming back, especially because of the impact that it has on downtown.
So many different fans, because so many universities are represented. Even if one kid from a college is coming in, the entire fan base for that school is there. That's one of the events that's walking around downtown St. Louis and seeing all the different universities represented is so cool.
Yeah, and we did a study once. The percentage of fans from out of town, it's over 90% that come in from outside of St. Louis to attend. And, you know, it's like you said, you could have one kid from a school, and that generates a huge fan base to come. And the interesting thing about wrestling, too, is, like, you'll see, like, Cornell will be going for a national championship, an individual national championship. Princeton's like these schools you never see typically in sort of, you know, the high profile team sports, but there they are having a chance to win a national championship.
We're talking with Mark Schreiber. He's the president of the St. Louis Sports Commission. At any given moment, how many proposals are you guys working on? Because I know you guys do a lot more than bring in events, but that's the thing that garners headlines.
Yeah. It's not like you have a bunch of bids in at once, but it's more how many are on the target list and what are you working toward. So, you know, we just got an RFP for the 2028 Olympic gymnastics trials, so we'll get working on that. You know, top of the list for us, though, is trying to get the Missouri-Illinois football game going again here in St. Louis, you know, trying to work that. The NCAA Women's Volleyball Championship, that's the highest profile championship NCAA-wise we've yet to host. Next opportunity for that will be the fall of 2028, but we're laying the groundwork. We'll be traveling to Louisville for that event this weekend just to build relationships. And so even though there may not be, you know, there's probably only one bid in play at the moment, there's a bunch of things we're working at any given time. And on top of that, trying to get ready for the Hockey Frozen Four in April.
So if I look over and I see you talking with Eli Drinkwitz and Laird Veach, can I just assume that you're working that Missouri-Illinois angle in there?
That'd be perhaps a good assumption although they know I don't need to go up them to them tonight. they're well aware of our interests. But yeah, we want to see that happen.
One of the probably most complicated things about all of this that people don't think of is basically holding venues dates, because if you put in a proposal for something, you got to tell the Enterprise Center, we got to have these dates available, and then you release the dates. Obviously, if you don't get it, you have it if you do, but there has to be a buy-in, not just from your staff and the St. Louis sports community, but these venues whose jobs it is to bring in events and make money and do those sort of things. I'm sure many times they're holding dates for you.
You make a great point, and it's one of those underappreciated points. And, you know, like Enterprise Center is outstanding about that. So such good partners, and they had to do that for figure skating, hold the dates. And now, you know, it's a week where the Blues have to be on the road, but they understand and believe in the importance of these and willing to do that. Same thing for the Dome. And one of the events we'd love to bring to St. Louis is the U.S. Olympic swimming trials. They were in Indianapolis at Lucas Oil Stadium. That's basically 6 weeks where you have to take the venue out of commission. So to your point, there's a lot that goes into that, whether you can actually shut down a venue for that long.
It's the logistics. I just got to think the logistical issues that hit your desk on a, I mean, I don't know if it's a daily basis, but pretty often, you've got a lot to work through.
Yeah, and you know, we're lucky that we have wonderful partners. We have a great staff that works on all this, and you know, that's part of the ball game is just dealing with that, and that's what we try to do.
I've got some bias to me here, but I don't think any city does big sporting events better than St. Louis. The support from a corporate standpoint, from a fan standpoint, what is it about the fabric of St. Louis that when you guys bring events in, you can have all the confidence in the world that they're going to be well supported?
This is just an excellent sports town. We all know that, I think, locally, but people outside of St. Louis realize that as well. And our fans step up, the business community steps up, as you said. And so there's sort of a track record of success. And I think the biggest thing is confidence and faith that St. Louis is going to come through. If you ask our partners at the NCAA or U.S. Figure Skating, I think they would tell you, you know, folks in St. Louis, it's a good group, mm-hmm. and we can count on them to do a great job.
Is it important, let's talk about NCAA events, is mm-hmm. it important for the relationship with the NCAA that you're not just going for basketball, that you are diversifying the different NCAA events that you bring in?
It's a really good question, and at times in their bid processes, I would say, yeah, we've had to shoot for or aim for some of the lower profile championships. I'm talking about like Division II wrestling. We even, this last bid cycle, we put in a bid for the Division II Sports Festival, the Spring Sports Festival, okay? You know, that's not, it's going to be a great event for St. Louis because it's going to bring a lot of people to town, but, you know, you guys aren't going to be having me on doing an interview because we got the D2 Sports Festival. But part of why we do that, one, we've got great partners from a college institution standpoint, but also because that sets us up well. We're, okay, we'll take that on, and you know what? That may give us an edge to get Division I wrestling. So, yeah, that all gets put into the equation. And for us, though, you know, we still shoot high. We want those high-impact, high-value events, and that's why we talk about basketball and wrestling and women's volleyball. Hopefully we get the women's Final Four back here one day. And if we really want to shoot high, I'd love one day for the men's Final Four to come back here.
I think everybody would be in favor of that. Is, again, going kind of the diversity of things, St. Louis in the area, you have major power schools with Missouri and Illinois just down the road. You have SLU, you have the Missouri Valley teams. Then we get into, you know, the various D2s and D3s that are in the area. Is it important to have all those things here because just in the NCAA is able to look at the market and see that you already have inroads in those various levels?
Yeah, and I'd say one of the most valuable things, it's the presence of like the Missouri Valley Conference. You talk about people having faith in rights holders, having faith that you're going to be able to produce a good event. Like, the Valley's the pro when it comes to that with postseason basketball. So we're so fortunate. St. Louis U, again, great partner. And so we're really fortunate. It's not so much just the presence of the programs, you know, from a standpoint of community interest and so forth, but it's being able to tap into those partners and have those relationships that can help produce those events at a high level.
Let me finish you with this because you bring up Arch Madness. At that level of college basketball, we see a lot of leagues trying to figure it out, going to new cities, putting in new bids, maybe going to campus sites, like all those things. It's pretty special that that event is here, it is thriving, and it's going to be here for a while.
Yeah, of its peers, Valley, far and away, you know, greatest conference tournament. In you know, cool stat is second longest running tournament at one neutral site of any, next to the Big East. And that's a real tribute to the event that they put together and the community support that exists. So we're very lucky to have Arch Madness here in St. Louis.
Mark, great to get to know you a little bit. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Matt. Great to be with you.
That is Mark Schreiber. He is the president of the St. Louis Sports Commission. One more break. We'll come back, wrap up hour number one of the program. It's Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX. Starting to wrap up hour number one of the program, you might be able to hear the background noise. That's because people are making their way in here at the Missouri Athletic Club. Tonight it is the Jack Buck Award. So this is what's going to take place over the next few hours here on KMOX. At 7 o'clock, that's when the dinner begins. We're going to try to bring up as many people as possible to talk with over that hour. And then at about 8 o'clock, that's when we are going to hand things off to Tom Ackerman. He is going to serve as the master of ceremonies tonight and going to really just preside over a fantastic evening celebrating everything that is good when it comes to St. Louis sports. And the thing that really jumps out at me and stands out about my conversations with Mark Schreiber and Chris May, who joined us here this hour, I liked it when I referred to the uniqueness of this event, and it was said, you know, that's the correct word to use. And really, I think you look at the St. Louis sports community, and obviously a night like this, it's a night to pat ourselves on the back a little bit, because there are a lot of communities that do not have nights like these and events like these, or maybe they have just one. And we're coming off a time of year where we just had the Musial Awards down the street a few days ago, and now we've got this, and the Herman Award will be given out here in the relatively near future, which is obviously just a huge award when it comes to college soccer. And I was looking through the program for this event tonight, and I can't tell you how many different events are going to be coming up that the MAC is going to host. And it is just incredibly cool that we do have this many events like this, and that the St. Louis sports community is able to support events like these. And that's why, going back to what Mark Schreiber had to say, that's why he's able to announce today that the figure skating championships will be coming to St. Louis. And they've got about 13 months to prepare for a huge event, and that's going to be no problem whatsoever. All right, so that is it for hour number one. I'd love to tell you who's going to be coming up during hour number two, but you know what? I don't know for sure. We will just wait and see what it looks like. So that's all coming up. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.